Another YV2 podcast. I am driving again. I hope the sound is a little bit better. I have the AirPods in. I do remember though that originally when I was doing podcasts whilst driving, I had proper headphones in with a sort of a mic on it, the old school Apple headphones, and I feel like that sounds better than the AirPods sound. So I will listen back, and if it's not great, I'll downgrade to those headphones, and I think the sound will be a little bit better. And maybe I should need to do some podcasts when I'm not driving. But driving's a cool time for me. It's a dead time. I'm not really doing much. So if I can bang out some content and get some podcasts done, I think it's a good use of my time. So I'll probably stick with the driving podcast, guys. It's been a busy-ish week for myself and for you, version two. Personally, been in the beach a lot. 3 days in a row as I'm talking right now, actually, which is good. I live about 50 minutes from the nearest beach, 50 minutes to an hour. So it's a good effort to get to the beach. However, I find it worth it. You know, there used to be a time where I hated going to the beach, and probably because I just hated the sand, and I still don't love the sand, but you know, everything else about the beach I like. I like swimming. I like the salty water. I like the smell of being near the ocean. I like the breeze. I like the view, I guess. I find being near the beach is quite relaxing. And I just generally like being there. The kids love going. My wife loves going. So I've learned to get over the sand factor and just embrace it. And also, you know, as you become a parent, it's pretty... You've got to adapt quickly to water temperature, because the kids don't care about the temperature of the water. They go straight in. And when your kids can't really swim that good, when they go in, you're going in. And so if they jump in straight in, then you're jumping straight in. So gotten over that little fear as well. And we just jump straight into cold water now and get it done. And obviously, as everyone would know, once you're in, it's always a lot better. It's just getting in is difficult. So it's actually good that that happens quickly. I'm actually running a tally this year. I want to just... for shits and gigs, I've got a little goal to try and get to the beach 50 times this year, or 52 times, one a week will be my goal on average. I think we're at the 13th now, and I'm sitting at 6 visits to the beach. So definitely well ahead of schedule, but obviously through winter, when the kids go back to school as well, you know, there'll be a lot less beach action, so I do need to get ahead of the game. But it's something, you know, something exciting, something different to aim for, a different sort of goal. And yeah, so far so good. I enjoy it, you know, like I said, except for the drive, actually being at the beach is a most enjoyable experience for me. So I'm loving that. U-Version 2, we have a lot of new people on the go at the moment, which is really, really cool. And they're all fitting in really nicely. It's a challenging environment, I think, when you first come in to U-Version 2, because we are a pretty tight-knit community. And we have a lot of people that have been there for a very long time. And obviously that means that friendships form, and sometimes it can feel a little bit intimidating, I guess, in that regard. Certainly not an intimidating place in terms of the training and you know, having mirrors and people looking at you in big egos, not like that at all. But I think sometimes when you enter any environment that you're the new person and everyone else knows each other, sort of back at school days, I guess, if you ever change school. It's tricky, you know, it's a tricky time. So those new people are fitting in really nicely. And of course our members are brilliant and making them feel as welcome as possible. And yeah, it's a cool vibe at the gym at the moment. And it's a really, you know, enjoyable spot, enjoyable place to be. So I'm loving what's happening in U-Version 2 at the moment. Today I want to talk about programming. Now, I don't want to get all geeky, so if programming doesn't interest you, potentially this is not, you'd want to stop now and move on to something else to listen to, but I'm not going to geek out about sets and reps and stuff. I want to just talk more of an overview point of view about, you know, what goes into programming for a group class, because a group class is a lot different to an individual. An individual is really simple to program for if you know, how to program, because... you know, that person will have a goal. They'll have access to certain types of equipment. They'll be able to train a certain amount of days per week and a certain amount of time per session. And you can just ride the program to suit them perfectly. And you know, there's obviously going to be trial and error as you go. But in general, that program is going to be relatively easy to write for them. and you're going to be able to get constant individual feedback and make tweaks and changes as you go. And that person will get a good result as long as they're consistent, as long as your program has the fundamentals of programming in it. And that, for me, is pretty simple, pretty straightforward. There's a lot more to take into account when you talk about a group training class, because typically when most people think about group training, they think about a couple of different things. They think about CrossFit, which is obviously a huge group training model that's sort of been, you know, exploded over the last decade. And they think about that, or they think about sort of like a Les Mills, you know, standing in the with a pump bar and banging out some bent over rows for sets of 1,000, or they think about an F45, you know, circuit style gym, and always all these things have their place, and they're all great, except that's certainly not what we wanted to do, not what I wanted to do at U-Version 2. No, I wanted to try and put together a group program. And we started off as a semi-private training gym, so groups of four. And with four people, it's less things to consider, less things to worry about, equipment worries, you know, workout flow, levels of different clients. It's all a lot easier to work out when there's only three or four people in a class. But when you have a group, you know, you start talking to about 8, 10, 12, 14 people in a class, there's a lot more to consider. And especially when, you know, the goal of my programming is to try and give someone, you know, some really excellent scientific-based principles of training, you know, things that I believe in that are important for people to be doing. You know, that's, you know, strength training and strongman training, you know, bodybuilding training, which is sometimes a hard sell for some people. And obviously conditioning training as well. And blending those things into a weekly schedule is a challenge. But it's taken a while. But I feel like, you know, I'm confident now in saying that it's possible and saying that you can do it. And you can do it for a group of people at different levels. And, you know, not everyone can do it. And it takes a lot of time. And I certainly have got better and better and better as we do it. And I still make mistakes and I still put programs together that probably wasn't a good workout, you know, for a number of different reasons: too difficult, too easy, not enough volume, too much volume, you know, class flow was crap, like people just going everywhere and there was no order and no sense to it. And I still make mistakes like that, but I think overall, you know, the program has got a lot better at U-Version 2, and that's because I've really, you know, been critical, self-critical about, you know, what worked and what hasn't, and learn from those things and try to change it for the next time. But also, like, I've what I'm most proud about is that I've got all the things that I want in a program into the program. So if you came to me and you said, hey, I just want to generally get fit and strong, I want to lose maybe a bit of weight, or I want to add a little bit of muscle, but I could only train for like 3 hours a week, I only do three sessions a week, I've got a life outside of training, training's not my life. You know, there are certain things that are fundamental to that person's program, in my opinion, that would have to be in there. You know, the fundamentals, the basics, that because they can only train three times a week, like they need to make up the majority of their program. And that's why you won't see in the U-Version 2 program, you won't see a lot of fluff. You know, there are some really cool exercises like calf raises and things like that. They're great exercises, and even some conditioning training that, you know, potentially you would have seen me put shit on before, but it does have a place if you have unlimited time. However, if you're time pressed, which majority of our clients are, you know, they love fitness, they're dedicated to their health and fitness, but it's not their life. They have a life outside it, and this is just part of their life. Then the priority needs to be basics, which is why we hit a lot of fundamental movements, a lot of compound movements. We had a lot of strongman stuff. We had a lot of basic conditioning, interval stuff. And the trick, I think, in doing something like that is, can you then also make the fundamentals and the basics enjoyable? You know, and that's been, I guess, the art form of programming for a group class, because you're meeting so many different people at so many different levels, and they're all in the same thing. They're all doing the same workout. And how can you make it challenging for all of them, whilst also giving them what they want, whilst also giving them what they need. You know, everyone wants the challenge. The great challenge is making the programming so that not only are you getting the fun stuff that you want, like the variety and the novelty and the things like that that make you like make the session exciting for you, or exciting as a workout can be, but also, you know, what's the stuff you definitely need, and how do we get that in there? So the stuff that maybe you don't want to do, but that I know as a you know, a fitness professional, for want of a better term, is important for you to do, and how do I get that in the program as well, without you hating it, without the repetition and the volume being boring, you know. And that's the art form, I think, of programming. And it's been really tricky. It's been difficult to implement over a long period of time, and you know, because the other challenge to a group program, and besides all that, is that you have people that come in at different amounts of time per week. And so you have some people that train 5 or 6 days a week. So you really need to write the program for them, because if they're here every single day and they want to be there every single day, and, you know, if they can, that's great. I want them to be there every single day as well. I need to write a program that's appropriate for them. I need a program that they're able to come every single day and still get a really great workout in without being too sore. Like, sore is good, but not too sore and not too gassed and not too, like, spent. And you want them to be able to come in and train every day, but at the same time, you've got that person that only comes twice a week or three times a week that wants to, you know, maximize their two or three sessions per week, and they're training the same class as the person that's training 6 days a week. So that's another consideration that goes into the program. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to go into the specifics of how that all rolls in and comes together. If you're interested, maybe one day I will do a podcast about that. If anyone is interested in that, let me know. But I just wanted to throw out there some considerations about what goes into the program. This is not just as simple as, you know, turning up and writing a program on the board and like, just let's go. Like, all those different factors come into it. The fact that it's a group class and it needs to flow nicely, and there's going to be a certain amount of people in the class, and how do we all, you know, do the actual whatever workout. It's all well and good to write the perfect workout, but if it physically can't be done, it's not practical, excuse me, in the environment that we're in, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good the programming is, it's not going to work. So the actual space, the physical equipment needs to be taken into consideration. What are the fundamentals? What are the basics that have to be done in this week? How do we fit that in? Whilst also making it entertaining, making enough variety, enough novelty, presenting the workout in a slightly different way so that it's not boring, you know. But at the same time, it needs to be a bit boring, because we actually need to get a result here. So we sort of do need to do the same thing, but we just need to do it in a way that's exciting and a way that's a little bit different. And you think you're doing a different workout, whereas me as the programmer knows you're doing the same workout. It just feels different because I've written it down differently. And that's an art form that's tricky to do. And it does take a lot of time. It's something I'm continuing to try and improve. I'm really happy with where it's at now, but I'm going to continue to try and make that better and better and better so we can get better and better results whilst also having fun. Because ultimately, consistency is the key. Any program will work if you're consistent. So if you're not consistent, if you're not enjoying the workouts and you're not turning up often enough, then you're not going to get a result no matter how perfect the program is. So that variety and novelty in the way I present the workouts is important, because it needs to have enough, you know, entertainment factor for you to want to continue to turn up for the workouts whilst also having the good stuff that's getting you the result, right? So it's tricky. And then you've got the trick of, you know, people are at different levels. How do you scale the workout in real time? How do I, in real time, in person, at the actual event, how have I written the workout so that the coach, whether that be me or one of the other coaches, are able to scale it immediately on the spot and still hit, you know, that really advanced person, they get a great workout. The intermediate person gets a great workout. And the beginner, the newbie, finishes the workout and feels good about it as well. You know, plus you've got to cater for injuries. You know, so there's a lot of things to take into consideration. And obviously that final one I touched on was, you know, the person that trains 4, 5, 6 days a week versus the person that trains 2 or 3 days a week. They're going to be in the same room at the same time doing the same workout. And how do I make that work for all of them? So these are the considerations that go into programming, which is why a lot of people in the fitness industry, a lot of prominent people in the fitness industry, will always argue that an individual program is much better and that group fitness is fluffy, or group fitness is dying, or group fitness is not appropriate for people. Because they, in my opinion anyway, haven't worked out how to crack that code, how to make it work for everyone, because it's not easy. And it does take, obviously, programming intelligence and actual, knowledge about how to program, but it also takes experience of your own space in your own gym with your own members, and using that with the programming intelligence, with, a little bit of creativity to make it interesting. And how do you blend that all together? And not everyone can do that. And I'm not here to tell you that I'm the best person of all time, because I'm nowhere near that. But I'm certainly getting better and better and better at that for you version two, and I'm going to continue to strive to get better. But I'm really happy where it's at now. And I think it's possible. I think I've proven it's possible. I think other gyms that I know are doing it as well, and they've proved it's possible. It can happen. It's not easy to do. It's much easier to just run a franchise model and pump the same workout every single week. Much easier. Super easy as a coach to do that. But you're probably just not going to get the consistency from people, because they're going to fall off because they get bored. And you're probably not going to get a great result, because you have to do workouts and exercises that only suit large classes and everyone sort of doing the same thing over and over again. There is a subtlety, there is an art form to making the workouts challenging and making sure that everyone's doing the same workout, but they're probably not doing the same workout, if that makes sense. Like, they're doing the same exercise, but they're doing it in different intensities, different weights. All that has to come into consideration. And that's been the goal for the U version 2 programming, is how do we make real training? How do we get some real bloody training in here? Like some lifting heavy weights, some building some strong muscles, some getting super fit, doing some strongman stuff, getting your body robust and resilient whilst having fun. Like, can we mix that in? Because that's how I like to train. And can I get that now instead of just for an individual? For me, it's easy. I just go in and do the workout. But then how do I then, can I get that? Can I translate that to a group environment? And I think we're doing that really well at the moment. And we're going to keep continuing to get better at doing that as time goes on. So that's programming, guys. That's programming group fitness overview, the considerations, the thing that go into it whilst, and I want you to turn up and not think about that. I want you to turn up and just trust that I've thought about all that for you, and you just have to come in and execute the workout with intensity, with the appropriate intensity. Like, when we're meant to go hard, you go hard. We're meant to go easy, go easy. We're meant to lift moderate, you lift moderate. We're meant to lift heavy, you lift heavy. If you just execute the workout how it's written, I want you to be able to trust that all the things that I've just spoken about, I've considered, and whilst I won't always get it right, I'm getting it right more often than I get it wrong now. I'm getting better at it. And that's the beauty of a group training environment, is that you don't have to worry about that. It's done for you. And I just wanted to let you know some of the considerations that go into, those programs and how I've written them. And that, that plenty of thought has gone into it, not only on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis, but on a monthly sort of basis. Like, the program is written sort of in advance. I can change it if I need to day to day, but like the outline, the bones, the skeleton is written in advance so that I know that we're progressing and I know we're moving forward in the right direction. And I really hope that you can trust that that's done for you. And all you need to do is turn up and execute and turn up and give effort, and you're going to get the result you want as long as you do that consistently. And the other thing that's awesome about group fitness that I think some people, some other trainers might just miss the boat on, is that it's just fun to train in a fucking group environment, right? It's just fun. Like, I've been training by myself for like 10, 12 years. It's, and I'm just in the routine and habit of it now, but it's not often that I actually wake up and go, fuck, man, I can't wait to train today. Like, I'm excited about training, and yet I know a lot of people feel that way. And that's because they're training in a group. They're training where the program's done for them. They're training where they can just come in, have a good time, get some really good work in, and then get back into their life. And train with other people that are like them, that are happy to do the same thing. And there's some banter and there's some, friendly competition, and everyone's pushing each other, everyone's picking each other up and moving forward. And that's the beauty of group training, which is why I don't believe it's right to say that group training is not for people, that everyone should be doing an individualized perfect program, because truthfully, people don't necessarily want or need that. They want to be consistent. They want to enjoy their training. And if I can provide an environment where I know the programming makes sense, where I know you're going to get what you need, but you're also going to get what you want in terms of entertainment and fun and enjoyment, And I can give you that in a group environment where people are supportive and you're going to just enjoy actually turning up and being consistent, which is the number one principle for any sort of result. If you can be consistent, and if training in that group environment is definitely going to help you be more consistent, then that's I think it's a great thing. And I think a lot of people should be trying to do that. An individualized program is great, but it's certainly for a certain type of person, and not every person is that person that needs it or that wants it. And I certainly think that there's a massive opportunity for group fitness to not be generic, and group fitness not to be one-dimensional, and not be what's the word here, like sterile. I don't know what the word is. Like feels like it's a production line. You know, you can make it creative, and you can make it interesting and fun whilst also being full of really intelligent, good programming. It takes time. It's challenging. Challenges are continuous, but you can get there. I'm rambling now, guys. I apologize, but I just want you guys to know that a lot of thought goes into this, and that I'm going to continue to try and make it better and better and better. You guys just have to turn up, put in the work, and enjoy yourselves. Guys, take care. I will see you soon for another podcast. Much love.